This is Wild About Utah.
Of all the lovely wildflowers to enjoy in Utah, Indian paintbrush has to top my list. The nickname Prairie Fire is an accurate one, highlighting the variety of colors we find. Reds, oranges, yellows, pinks, purples, and sometimes a mixture of two. In Tommy DePaola's children's picture book, The Legend of the Indian Paintbrush, Little Gopher discovers brushes filled with paint, each one a color of the sunset. The legend is a flashy tale celebrating this member of the figwort family and stories captured in rock art. Of course, our petroglyphs are fascinating, but I like to imagine how the pictographs adorning many of Utah's learning rock sandstone walls may have been painted with brushes, fingers, and other tools many centuries ago. Often when we see Indian paintbrush, whether we're in Utah's deserts, up in elevation through subalpine meadows, we also see sagebrush. They are both native to Utah. In fact, some species of Indian paintbrush are root parasites for sagebrush, intertwining roots to access water and nutrients because they lack small hairs on their own. The Utah State University fight song captures the love we have for the spots in Utah where sagebrush grows. To celebrate Aggie homecoming, my first grade class went out this week to explore describing adjectives of sagebrush compared to those for rabbit brush, another brush native in Utah. One student wrote that rabbit brush smells like strawberries and is bushy yellow. Another thought that it looks like a banana, smells sweet, and likes bees and rocks. Alternately, a student wrote that sagebrush is minty, soft, and smells horrible. We learned to recognize the sagebrush leaf, three-toothed tridents, and the magical way rubbing the leaves on paper both releases and traps that distinctive fragrance. May Timbimbu Perry, once a record keeper of the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone, sketched how to identify sagebrush in much the same way. In his appendix of The Bear River Massacre, A Shoshone History, Darren Perry shares his grandmother's handwritten field notes about sagebrush, indicating its use in tea and purifying ceremonies. I was surprised at first that she did not include Indian paintbrush in the list of plants, until I realized that willow, wild rose, sago lily, and sunflower all had practical uses beyond their beauty. Some have said that the sagebrush is the backbone of the West, and I would add that Indian paintbrush adds a splash of color, along with horsebrush, buckbrush, blackbrush, bitterbrush, which is also known as antelope brush, and rabbit brush. Indian paintbrush and sagebrush tell a Utah story as distinctive as that portrayed in the brushstrokes of the pictographs of this land. I'm Shannon Rhodes, and I'm Wild About Utah.